Nutters. Did you watch that, Ham Ratter?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I know, but I suppose it is a good case, but I suppose for the air, the few people that would hang that are innocent. But I think if you did bring back hanging, it would cut out some of the flaming crimes.
I do as well.
You know what I mean? For all
well,
the...
should be some degrees of it, shouldn't it?
I mean, if it means that there's less people murdered or whatever, then I know it sounds easy for me to say, but for the few innocent that maybe...
Yeah, but if you're one of the innocent
I know,
ones,
I said that to Kevin, if you're part of the family of an innocent one.
It's very difficult. It was a funny case, all that, Hamratty, wasn't it? Because, she, I mean, she was an eyewitness and she picked him out.
I know, but she picked the wrong one out first.
At first,
she, well?
Yes, but you can understand the confusion, really. I don't know, really. I have very mixed feelings.
But the whole case was ridiculous.
I think it was that, I mean, that Alfonso. I think he's the guilty one, really. I do.
Well, like in the statement, she said he was... original statement, she said he was approximately 30 years of age.
Yeah.
And then it was changed to 25. Things like that.
The battle for him, though, has been going on for years, hasn't it, Gordon?
I don't think it's sad that, I mean, even now if his name was cleared, I mean, his parents wouldn't know and he wouldn't know. And it's far too late, isn't it?
Well, his brothers are still alive.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, really. It's... difficult to say.
That was just one off.
But there's murders on a Monday night now. There's true crimes that have never been solved. Yes. Well, this week it's Freddie Mills. Now he was a very well-known boxer when we were young in our teens, weren't we, Gordon? And he was the first. Really a boxer who became a celebrity, you know, like Henry Cooper is now. Well, he mixed with all the stars, and of course I suppose part of the underworld, but they reckon that he didn't kill himself. I mean, they did bring it in as suicide, but they reckon he was, you know, a lot of people think he was murdered. He was a good boxer, wasn't he, Gord? He really was. Do you know what he did to me then? I said, go on, you can go out. He says, yes, get shoes. And he brought me shoes to
me. In the mornings, he brings me my slippers and then pulls me dressing gown off the door. Dressing gown. I say, oh, no, another 10 minutes in bed, Edward.
Makes me laugh.
We're talking to a woman in the shop over this bathroom. And he said, let's make a move. Well, I said, I think we're going now.
Well, have you been looking at bathrooms this morning?
I've been looking at sinks again.
Have you?
Yeah, well, I was saying to Dad, I mean, this one that we're going to get was 360.
It's ridiculous.
Not paying that. We've got one down to 180. That's about the cheapest we seem to be able to get one. Have you heard me calls me late?
I know it does.
And Kevin.
Hey!
What are you laughing?
Full bag of biscuits.
Mr. Snotty Nose. Edward, you're going to look like one. He'd eat the packet.
Come here.
He was bouncing on the trampoline last night. And as he was bouncing, he was shouting really loud. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, you're very good. Oh, that's great, you bounced so high. And he's stopping and going, am I good? I said, you're very good. So he bounced again. He's bouncing away and I'm shouting. He stops and says, Kevin, shout. He's getting started to shout. He's starting back to me. Understandable though when he hears us, you know, use a name. I keep saying, no, it's Daddy.
Who's this?
good. That's Eddie.
Who's that?
What was in the water when we went with Popsy and Mummy? What was in the water? Fishes. Was there fishes in the water? Do you remember? Remember? You remember, did you? That the fishes were in the water.
You showed them to Popsy, didn't you? Hey?
Did you show them Popsy? We'll have to go again, won't we, with Popsy?
Oh, won't we, my darling?
Got a ready here, Edward.
Just you and Popsy, and Mummy and Barncake.
Are you going to a wedding, Edward?
Wedding.
Are you going to a wedding?
Are you going to Carl and Rosie's wedding?
Have you got a new suit?
A suit.
Have you?
I'm dressing it
suit.
When you sing the hymn.
You look nice in your suit.
He's just gonna sing, really. It doesn't matter. Are you going to sing, Edward, for us?
Now then, Edward, and you know what, Popsy. He's going to buy some new shoes to go with.
I was having
suit.
A look in sale the other day.
Oh yes.
There's a few, but I don't know if they're going to really go with a suit.
The drawer.
Very, very difficult.
We'll find something more.
Well, they're looking Clark's and they're looking the other one as well.
Yes, Kate's. Yes.
Yeah. Because yes. I want to have his feet measured this time.
Oh yes, he does. He needs some measuring.
Well, yeah.
Where did I see some?
Well, the ones I saw, they were for $13.99.
Well.
Well, you know, for like, because if you want like a proper pair, that's what they are.
I know they are.
The good ones are all canvas.
What are you for that hour then? Well, it takes me about 20 minutes to get dressed, changed. Because I've got to strap all my joints up. So
I was going to go and watch him.
It's going to rain anyway.
I'm just too
tired. I think it's going to rain.
You just basically, you've got to get yourself prepared. Some people need about half an hour to get them psychologically prepared for a game, believe it or not, yeah. I don't, but me and some people do. Just get a bit of spirit as well.
They've got to sack themselves.
They go like that in the scrub.
Apparently they've got something like £75
of alcohol. Are you good in the scrub, Ed? For me?
The bath. We've got a drink before we get out of the bath.
In a scrub. God, Kevin. Do you think you'll win? Who are you playing today?
Play a team called Rochdale.
Yes.
You tackle me.
And a bloke from work, his son-in-law.
Oh, they're in a head-to-head.
The first team.
We're in a head-to-head.
So it should be quite good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we
should.
Oh,
you pick that bit up and
win it.
Touch wood, please.
The team we beat last week.
No, don't throw it at me.
Beat Rochdale. So we should beat them.
Yes.
I mean, there's no certainty in the league. No. Certainly league games, not anyway. And if we win this game, we're promoted, and we go into a league then that is a very good standard.
Oh, good.
We've done very well.
Put that bit on it in there.
Considering we're a very small, old-fashioned type club.
Yes.
Where it's all members and old members. Keep the club going.
It's all being refitted, the club.
Yeah, the club's being refitted.
Oh, yeah.
A big rant from the brewery.
Oh.
Apparently we're one of the few beer hostelries, so to speak, like pubs and clubs and things like that, that are making a profit purely on the bar take.
Good lord.
We're one of the few in the county, apparently. Everybody
so
else
having
make,
all the bar
all pubs
turned around, Ed.
Nearly always make a loss if it's not for things like food.
It's all being turned round.
We make it just on business.
So you have more room for
it. It takes up like 800 quid a day.
Like that.
How much?
800 quid over the bar. On New Year's Eve, they've made £1,600 before now over the bar.
Good lord.
And that's purely on beer and alcohol. So the brewery are very keen to sort of keep in there and give us money. They give us £30,000 to use a bar. To a club
that's
like
it, us, all in the corner like that. We'll put it all in the corner.
We've got a massive membership. We've got 17.
Well, where's the sink going to go?
And most clubs do very well to get 3 or 4. So, very good.
Yeah.
Good feeling.
What about the wardrobes?
Where are you going to have a sink though? The sink's going to go over sort of there, is it? Yeah.
What about the bed? Where's the bed going to go?
The bed
into
the plane.
Yeah.
The bed's going to have a plane
on it. It goes into the front bedroom and tells you everything's going to go. So should we have the wardrobe
playing today?
Yeah. Playing well last week. First time I done first.
I saw his name in the local.
Yeah.
When are you going to pay for the Colts?
Got a The under eights first.
Too pretty, aren't you?
That's what we start up, under eights.
Is that what they start?
Under eights, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have under eights.
You'll be in there saying, get up! Get up!
I played at the club at the under tens first.
Get off
me,
biscuit.
First went down when I was nine.
When you say under tens, what can you go down to?
Under eights is the youngest we have.
Eight!
So you're seven.
They
play at seven.
They play at seven, that's the youngest.
Yeah, that's the youngest to my knowledge, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of clubs don't have that. A lot of clubs start at under 13s.
Yeah.
This year I played in my 20th year at the club.
Did you?
Mm.
Did you really?
I started
when I was
nine.
Oh, Lord. You've only got 7 years to go!
Do you have to retire for a certain time?
Sorry?
Do you have to pack in after a certain time?
Oh, no, it's our club playing at 50.
Is it?
It's about blue movies.
A lot more than that.
They're a different team though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're what we have called, what's called the
Vets. Oldest team, is it?
Vets. Veterans, yeah.
That's the end
of some of the veterans teams are absolutely fantastic. They're really hard. Dead dirty.
Are they?
Oh, right. Well, they're all cynical also.
Are they quick as well?
Oh, no. They're not quick. Well, they're just cynical. They know all the dirty tricks.
Yeah.
You get some right smacks when you play Vets teams.
Well, Ender's bad, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
Is he one on that?
No, he plays on the third team, not the end.
Yes, he's bad for being a dirty player.
Oh, bad for being a dirty player. Well, people like...
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, he's in his 40s. Like Mike.
Don't pull that sweet.
He's, what's her name? How old's Mike? 38, and he's on the first team.
Mm-hmm.
He's old for a player, but he's a very, very good player. He's an excellent player. He plays for the Cavs.
Is he 38?
Mike, I think he's 38.
Well, Ender isn't really a rugby player build, is he?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, he is. He's a big man. Oh, he's quite big, yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
What was it he did, Kevin, when he was training quite a few months back? Something to do with his chest.
Oh, he was doing weight training. And he was doing weights that much, he had tore the whole of his chest muscle away from his shoulder. The whole of his chest muscle just came down here, all of his breast.
He said he could wear a bra.
It was down here, it was cut like that. And all the muscle and tendons had snapped there.
Good God.
He trained very, very well, didn't he, Kevin?
I trained with him doing weights about 4 or 5 years ago. And he can walk me at weights.
He's got the ball in the garage. He's got all the stuff in the garage.
But he's a builder, so he's just...
I know you're a mean
name. Very strong bloke indeed. But I mean, not all
the players. Well, no, like you say, to look at him, you wouldn't think
it. No, he doesn't look sort of particular.
In fact, I mean, we've got a lad called Morgan. And he's a bit shorter than you. It's your build.
Yeah.
And he's a winger. And he's brilliant. He's a really good player, Morgan. He's on the first team today.
Look at Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel's tall. Nigel's tall.
Yeah, but he looks like a rugby player.
So, when you get people just like 11 stone playing then, do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Morgan, I bet Morgan's not over 11 stone.
Well, he was at the wedding, don't you? Do you remember? He started off all that sort of...
Irish dancing.
Irish dancing. Yes. Yeah.
Has
Mandy had a baby yet?
No. Not
Julia. You eat it.
Never eats it.
Quite amusing, the England players have got a second row and he's not big enough to play in the second row for England, he's only 6'5".
That's true. No, no more.
No!
They've all got... Edward! No! No! No, I said. No!
No, they've all gone now. It's played by gentlemen, aren't they?
That's right, it's a hooligans game played by gentlemen. Yeah. Football's a gentleman's game played by
hooligans.
Same about watching as well.
Don't you smack your popsy.
There's never, you know, when you watch it on television, there's never trouble in rugby like this.
When there's trouble, it's face to face, say what you want to say and smack them. In football, it's wait till the ball's gone, they kick them from behind.
Yeah, it's a bit more childish.
It's cynical. little schoolgirls play football. Yeah. Rugby league's the harder game of the three.
It's no use trying to.
I can watch a game of rugby. I can watch a game of football.
No. Yeah,
what is the essential difference between rugby league and rugby union?
Rugby union players have got a brain.
Yeah.
Rugby league players are thick. Stupid.
What do you play?
Rugby league is the more things you can.
Rugby league players get paid for playing rugby.
Fresh orange.
It's a job. That's what you see on Saturday afternoon. I think it's like rugby league, Challenge Cup final, rugby league. Yeah. Salford, St Helens, Wigan, Witness, they play rugby league. You get paid for playing, you have very few scrums, you don't have line outs, and basically you tackle about 100 million times a game. So basically you just run at them all the time.
I see.
it.
So the rules are a bit different then.
Oh yeah, they are quite significantly different. But I know a lad that's a physio for Wigan Rugby League. He's a very good physio now. And he was saying when he was at Lee Rugby League, first of all, they had players in their second team, and it was their sole intention to go out and break people's jaws. That's all they wanted to do in the game. They don't care if you get sent off for it. I think absolutely stupid. The only ones that are educated are the ones that have gone from rugby union to rugby league. The rest of them are absolutely stupid. They're all the miners, the steel workers, the road cleaners.
Yeah.
They're not proper people.
No.
And all the ones that they're constantly getting done up for beating people up in clubs. They're just dickheads. They're just aggressive
people, are they?
Very fit, very aggressive dickheads, basically. Yeah. And you can see when they spoke, when they talk to them after the game, they can't construct a sentence. It's like their contract must be amazing. Must be
says Kevin.
Just X's at the bottom of the contract. They can't write. Crazy. But they do. They get paid a lot of money, but only for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And because they get paid a lot of money, they have put a lot more into it. I mean, there's people my size that are probably faster than our fastest bloke at the club. Very, very, very fast people. Mm. Ellery Hanley's a rugby league player, he's probably the most valuable rugby league player there is. I like watching rugby league. I hate to play it, but I like watching it.
And most of them on television in rugby league then, are they?
The only ones you see on, unless you watch on Sunday afternoon, like I watched last Sunday, that's rugby union.
Mm.
On a Saturday afternoon, it's invariably rugby league, yeah, apart from there's a lot more sponsorship in it because it's professional. Still favourite Elaine, mine.
Is it? Mm. How much were you with?
£20.
Mm.
Was this one national?
Yeah, I'm on a what's the name, Swedish state. Mind it, but it's like 14 years since the favourite won the national. Never wins, apparently.
No.
I mean, I get £15 for second and a fiver for a third and fourth. So there's a good chance it's going to come in.
What will you stake?
Sorry?
What will you stake for that?
It's only £1. You put £1 in.
It's £1.
Pick £1 in and pick a number out. Nice hat to pick. I picked the favourite and everyone was going, yeah, I'll keep
it. I'm
going upstairs. Don't have to think about horses. Isn't it? You can eat it.
Come on. I know you've got 15, mate.
Must be ill, mustn't he, if you can't even have visitors.
Frankie Allen, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
could be right, actually. I mean, he's got a very dubious past, hasn't he?
Oh,
I didn't realise he was 70. I don't like him.
In the quiet
state. Not that I wish him ill when he's back in somewhere else.
At least he's got all the old Pompeii to come back out.
Oh,
isn't that flaming, what's the name of popular plant name?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has one.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. Flaming forest flame.
Which one's that?
When you've got your back.
You've got on the corner of your patio with red shoots.
Is that a forest flame?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very popular.
I don't often look at what's in the garden.
I know, you don't. Hopeless.
Have you ever rolled your garden? Have you ever used a roller?
No.
God, have you seen the size of it? You think ours is bad? Used to get to a swimming pool in winter, didn't we? In the middle, at the dippers. Right in the middle of the lawn.
Oh,
did
big
it?
Puddles.
Yeah. Very hard on that area.
But it looks all right because it's a big lawn. You know, and it's...
terrible condition at the moment.
I can't stand that.
So
no,
it's
grass
getting worse on over the years. The more I put into it, the worse it goes.
I think it does. I think like when you scarify it, things like that, all you do is you produce open ground for weeds to grow in.
Well, no, you have to scarify it and then you have to carry on the work. You can't sort of do it and then think, oh, I'll leave it for a couple of months. The trouble with ours is there's too much bare patches and the weeds are just plopping in there and saying, oh, this is a nice little home.
Yeah.
But last year, because it was put down last year, we didn't have time to really...
I don't think...
Do you want your lawn book back, by the way?
Well, I'll have it when
I need it. I just want to have a look through it for what we should
do.
Not desperate.
But I don't think if we'd have done a lot more work, you know, it'd have been any better.
No, I'm not saying it would, but this year is the year to do it.
Yeah.
And there's things we should have done by now, we've not even looked.
Oh, no, there isn't really.
Oh, yes, there is.
Don't argue with me.
This ain't forking it, spiking it is very good, you know.
Yeah, for drainage.
We should do that with Helen.
Aerate it.
I think it's pooped.
No. Have you pooed? Edward? Have you pooed? Have you pooed?
Edward? Have you pooed?
No.
I think you have. I think you're fibbing.
Make a move.
Are you telling tales?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you win this afternoon, Kev.
So do I.
I'll think about you.
I will, obviously.
Is she ever awake, Kevin?
We had 2 hours kip yesterday, didn't we, Ed? In the afternoon.
Oh, I love you.
Me and Ed. Well, I did. I don't know what he did. He goes to sleep with me, and when I wake up, he's there. So.
That's not
no.
biscuit.
No, you've had enough now.
No.
No, you've had enough.
Edward, have you got a smelly bum?
Meanie.
That's no answer, is it? Hey? You got a meanie bum?
A beanie.
You are...
Lovely. Oh, yeah, don't bother me, are you then?
Yeah, thank God. Before time.
Well, and when you
come cut as well?
Elaine.
Cut and peel.
When you come on Monday, don't remind me to give you that receipt for my dress.
Yes. Kevin, can you drop the pram off as well, please, either Monday morning or Saturday night? Sunday night.
What time are you coming in?
Then I can just pop on the bush. Well, it'll be dinner time, so let's be there by 5:30.
Well, you'll have to catch the 5:00.
Yeah, you're going right up there.
But,
is that what it'll be?
Get you into about, if there's no hold up, so it's about 25 past at St. Peter's Square and then just cut the hill.
You've got to go up. Let go of your car. Come on then, up you go.
You're doing your mountaineering.
Oh, dear me!
Come on.
Says everything now.
It's
like
an echo.
Oh.
Well, aren't you tall? Make sure you don't die. Chauncey thinks he can do it with me as well.
Oh, you'll soon be decorating the ceilings for your mummy and daddy, won't you?
Aren't you tall? You're not tall now.
Come on, let's go. We've got to go.
Daddy's got to go and play rugby.
Yes, we've got to go now for Daddy.
Got to move a plant for Mummy.
So Daddy can go home and play
what's
rugby.
What's he moving?
A plant that contains just one minute. No,
I'm going to do that rhododendron. I'll put it in you. My little one's all right.
Mine seems to be picking up a bit.
Starting to open mine.
Just like I can see the...
Do
it? Absolutely.
You don't realise what you sound like, do you?
Just like I can see that I sound, yes. But so I've been taping everybody and he kept saying, don't you keep taping me. I keep taping him.
So we have to watch all the swear words, have we?
Oh, God. No, anything. So I said, I'll take it to Iris's and because we're always talking.
Are you taking it to the party today?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Definitely not.
Putting the finishing touch.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's lovely. It's not my colour, Iris.
Not my colour either. That's why I'm not very keen.
Oh, I like it. Yes, I mean, it's lovely.
She wanted lilac.
Yeah. Well, so she's got lilac.
It's not my cup of tea, but I think it's looking all right.
It's lovely.
I just keep putting that, you know, I keep looking at it.
Yeah, isn't it lovely, that, Gordon?
Oh, yeah. It's not my colour, but...
Yeah, it's very nice. That.
Yes. Is that for a present?
It's for Sandra and Thingy. But so I went out, I hadn't a card that was just right.
No.
I got one upstairs, I hadn't a card. So I went out, we've been out this afternoon, and I get this card and I think, oh yes, now that's pretty, that'll look just right with the lilac. It's got happy birthday on it.
Has it?
Oh, I said to Lindsay, guess what?
Oh, God.
Put it off, stuck that happy birthday off and stuck that.
Oh, dear me. But it's lovely, that, yes.
Do you think it's all right for somebody that likes lilac?
Indeed I do, yes.
It's all right, as long as... I keep finding places that I haven't, you know, this is leaving it till the last... I haven't left it till the last minute, but all the last... You know, I keep looking at it.
As you look at it, yes.
I don't like the Oasis to show at all.
You can't see it.
No, I don't think you can.
I think it's ever so pretty, that.
Think it's alright?
I do, yes,
yeah.
I do.
As I say, you know, I'm not lilac minded.
I'm not.
Oh, I put this frill on first.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my. So I thought, oh, I think I'll put lace over it so it'll tone the lilac down.
Down, yes, which it has done.
Yes, yes. So hopefully, you know, we're all right.
So yeah, I think that's real pretty.
More or less finished it. But I've just been putting the odd bits and pieces to it. Right, I'll make you a bit of tea and then. The only trouble with this job is we have that much stuff around.
Oh, I know. Okay, it's like sewing,
it's like
Iris.
Sewing. You really need a room where you can go in, leave it.
Close the door. Definitely.
And I mean, actually, I have a room. I could do that. I could go upstairs. But there again, you're shut off from everything.
That's
you?
Right.
You
know. Yeah.
So it ends up, this room gets done. Right, I'll put the kettle on then.
It's real good when they do the work in the lounge, isn't it, Iris? It's really nice when they bring the lawnmowers in the lounge.
Everything just... Lindsay arrived.
Yeah. Where is Lindsay now?
Yeah, she's in the bath. I said, well, you get in there, because I said, don't have everybody held up, because, you know...
Is Margaret going tonight?
No. They're away, actually, this weekend. They're on the Lake District weekend this weekend.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, but they weren't invited, any.
Well, I didn't think they were. No. But Gordon was sort of got into his head that they were.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, I'm sure they're not.
Got that cloth. I love it. I love it. But I think you might like it. I could not. I didn't go. I just went to have a look at them, but I couldn't resist it.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, she'll love that.
I couldn't resist it.
That's lovely. That is lovely.
Something I'd like myself.
I would, yes. Oh, it's beautiful.
And I wanted napkins to go with it, and they don't have the napkins.
No.
So I thought, well, they had some white napkins, but they didn't go, the ends didn't go with it.
No. Oh, that's lovely.
So I thought, do you think she'd like a flower basket as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's
so
rosy.
So you give me the colour of the, what sort of colours?
I would say peachy.
Peachy.
Yes,
yeah.
Peachy and pink.
Lovely,
yeah, oh, it's gorgeous.
Look,
sure. Gordon.
Gordon,
look at that. What Iris has bought Rosie and Carl. Isn't that lovely? Oh, it's gorgeous, that.
I said to the woman, I said, oh, I could do without myself. I said, I'll have it, you know. Yeah. I was only going to have a look.
Oh, it's beautiful,
and
that.
I thought, well, and I said, do you reckon that's the... I said, which is your favourite? Because there was a load of different. She said, that's mine. I said, that'll do. Because to me, I don't think I could better that.
No, I don't. That is good. God, it will, and it's just...
I mean, something I fall for myself.
I would.
I really
and
would.
It's just rosy, that.
Yes, yes.
It is.
But I would have liked to have got the napkins to match, but she said they don't come in with the napkins.
No. Oh, it's
they
lovely.
They had the plain white, but the edging was more like... It didn't match. It was
no.
A creamy colour.
Oh, yes.
And I thought,
yeah.
No. So I thought, well, perhaps I could make a basket.
Oh, yes. Oh, she'd love a basket.
Right.
So. Oh, it's lovely, that,
yeah,
Iris.
I liked it very much. I was dead chuffed with that. There's not many presents that I can go out and think, that's it.
No.
You know, I'm hovering and thinking,
I'm like that.
Somewhere else. And
yes.
It was from Marshmill.
Yes, it's lovely, that.
I just have a look and I thought, no, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Have you used your fryer yet, Iris?
Yeah, you need about 3 pints of flipping oil with it.
Oh, no.
So, we walk everywhere, you see, and I thought, well, I'm not...
No.
Wait till I've got the... I was going to get it this afternoon, actually, when we're in Cleveland's with when I was in Cleveland's with Lindsay, but I didn't go anywhere near. Then I forgot all about it. So,
oh, I do that, Iris.
You know,
I forget.
But it will be handy for me.
Oh, it will. Oh, I know.
Near me. The
well,
thing she's bought, she said, honestly.
Well, it's like the, oh God, I forgot what it's bloody called now.
It's like German.
Yeah. That's super, honestly, Iris.
She's bought
on something. Well, you can't afford to miss them, can you?
No, you can't.
Well, you can't afford to miss them, really, can you?
She wants to take them upstairs, I think. You know, actually, there was... What did she say? Is it 120? 100 and something. Was it Brook Bond? What's the names of the main
Typhoon, PG.
One of those. 120, 99p.
I know.
One cup, sort of.
It's incredible, isn't it? Well, I know I get 180 tea bags. They're called Diplomat. And I think it's £1.34, where they're £2.56 in Tesco's. And they're just as good as PG and all the others. Well, you can't tell the difference, Iris.
No. But Cleveland's was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely jam-packed this afternoon.
Was it?
I was absolutely amazed. Because we don't very often go Saturday afternoon, and it's really busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, it's not bad at all. Quarter to six. We got here in just 1 hour and 5 minutes. Did you like the invitation cards?
Oh, lovely.
Weren't they pretty?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, wait till I show you this, Iris. I'm going to kill our Irene. Honestly, she's not going.
Oh, is she not?
But wait till you see the reply, Iris.
Oh.
Not what she's written, but... I mean, you know how much a card it costs.
Yeah.
Our Carl brought it away from England, so he was ashamed of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
Just look at that, Iris. She's done that to spite me, you know.
God, I haven't written
that yet. No, we don't. I'm not worried over that. But how do you like that?
Isn't that
disgraceful, Iris? That's an absolute...
Did she send that to them as well?
Yes. So our car got it back. You know, as soon as he had seen it, he brought it back. He said, I'm not letting Rose's sister see this. And I said, that is an utter disgrace. But she's done that to spite me, Iris.
Yeah.
Is she, no address.
No address.
Torn off a pad. I knew she wouldn't go.
Oh,
but I could have invited somebody else, you know, Iris.
Yes, yes, yeah.
But I thought, I won't give her room to talk.
No.
She can...
Isn't that terrible?
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Couldn't believe it, honestly. Isn't she? Isn't she? I mean, you could buy a little card.
Is he not even on a pad?
No. I mean, it's terrible.
You know, on a decent pad, yeah. Sort of thing.
Of course. When our car shown it, mate, I couldn't believe it, you know. So.
I hope you got it down on your thing, what you thought about her.
Honestly, you know what? They're going to learn from this family. Good job they don't know who I am. Yeah, oh yes, we are.
We wouldn't like it to sort of start a World War III, would
we? No. Oh, dear me. Isn't that terrible, Iris? No, I couldn't believe it when he showed it to me, you know. And I said to Gordon, I said, well... Not some bloody sentence. Well, that is typical of a man, isn't it? Isn't it, Iris? They've got to do it immediately.
Yeah, She's here all day tomorrow. I mean, you know, it would have lasted, wouldn't it, till tomorrow?
Oh, no. No, it wouldn't,
Iris. I said, we're just coming down the road. I said, the first thing your father said, has it got a plug on it?
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing.
Yes.
Funnily enough, it hadn't got a plug on it.
It hadn't?
No.
Well, they should have, shouldn't they now?
Well, I said to Lindsay, I'm sure they're supposed to have plugs on.
I don't think it comes into force till 1993.
Ah, yeah.
But it's bad. Yeah. They should have them on. Yes. Definitely.
Yes. Because Lindsay was saying her answer machine. Her answer machine. She's got two answer machines because she's so. When the other. She kept having a lot of trouble with it. It kept breaking down. They'd go away for 3 weeks and she'd be without it.
Yeah.
So she's got two, I think, now. And she said the plug that goes into the. When the answer machine goes into the thing.
Yeah.
She said it went wrong. The plug went wrong.
Yes.
So she can't take the plug off. You cannot take the plug off at all.
No, they're moulded on, aren't they?
So she's got a tape. She took it back. She took it there. She said, if I send it back, it's going to be £7 to get the thing back.
Good.
I said, you know, they're making things expensive for people.
Yes,
you
know, yeah.
I mean, £7. And all it is the plug that's wrong.
Yes, yeah. It's disgraceful.
I'll tell you what it was. No, the plug was all right. Sorry. It was the wire.
Yeah.
It'd come a bit loose.
Yes.
So all it needed was plug undoing. Yeah. The lead going. You know,
putting through. It's terrible.
Awful, isn't it?
It's outrageous what they charge.
You know, people on low incomes, how can they cope with things like that?
They can't.
I mean, £7, I know they're not going to probably have an answer machine, but, you know, if things are going to be like that,
yes.
How the hell can they?
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It really is.
You don't take sugar.
No, thanks, but Gordon does. Thanks,
what
Iris. No, thanks.
You sure?
Positive, thank
Gordon
you.
Takes what?
One, please. No, it's awful.
Well, I think that's making things a bit ridiculous.
So do I.
I really do. Yeah, Gordon. Do you think you can take time out to have a cup of tea? Watch out. Well, that could have been done tomorrow.
Might as well talk to yourself, Iris.
Tippy Kyle.
Oh dear.
I left Ian looking after that. Looks like he might have done it a bit. Well, it's only for Lindsay, sorry.
Is Lindsay going tonight, Iris?
Yes.
Oh, good.
yes, Howard wrote and told him that he couldn't get. He didn't think he would be able to, so he wrote and told them early.
Yes.
And then he found out that it's a good job because he couldn't have done.
Oh.
Because he's acting as boss.
Yeah.
In a week, so he couldn't have been away anyway.
So. I bet Jean will miss him, you know.
Yeah. She doesn't like him.
I know, she doesn't. I could tell that night here.
Well,
I told you what she said, didn't I? About his mother.
Oh, his mother, yeah. Well, everybody said exactly the same thing. They said, what do you think of it? Or they talk about the party and they say, hey, what about Neil's girlfriend? I said, right, what do you think about her? And everybody said the same thing, rough.
Yeah, I thought that.
Everybody's had, and they've all used the same word, apart from Peter, who goes a little bit further.
Oh, yes, he would.
So, I said, well, Jean will be the one to know, because she also works for Jean's friend.
Yes.
So I spoke to Jean on the phone, and I said, what did you think about, how do you like Sandra? So she said, don't.
No.
And she said, but he's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So she couldn't say anymore.
Mm. You could tell that here, though, that night, you know, because, when Jean had a few. You could see.
Yeah.
I didn't
have a lot of conversation with anybody particular.
No, that's
never
right. You never do when you're the hostess.
With anybody,
no.
You know. So I haven't got a feel of it, you know.
Yeah.
I've got the photographs.
Oh, have you? Let me have a look.
Eugene and I looked at fair and 60.
Well, that's what we bloody well are.
Oh,
oh God. What is it?
No, it's all right. You know, when I was going to be a witness.
Yeah. Oh, God, Iris.
I know.
Oh, isn't it good of Emerald?
She upsets. And isn't it good of Alistair?
It is.
Excellent of Alistair.
I don't like that one, though. She looks a bit drawn there. That's...
good of Margaret. Good of Jane and...
Oh, my godfathers. What do we look like? Look at my double chin. Oh, God. Look at you. Wasn't she well oiled?
Oh, God, yes. Oh! Well, you guess, I love Buster's face on those two.
I know.
He's totally ignoring it.
I know. Oh, dear me. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good of them.
Yeah, it is. Very good. That's nice.
That's when Jane said, don't it look like the Iris? After all this.
No.
Oh, that's nice. He didn't bring his camera.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah.
I say he didn't bring his camera, and you know.
You know, he normally always has his camera.
Always has his camera, and they're always such good photographs. Yes. Oh, that's
typical. I love it.
Typical.
It's a good one, though. Oh, fancy cutting Lynn's head off.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good of Peter.
Good of Peter, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I always take one of my flowers, you know.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You're doing the Vollevons.
Oh, was I?
I said she's always doing Vollevons on that tape that we used to have. Oh, God, it's on this tape as well, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, not to worry.
Because on the tape that we had at that party, we were saying, have you had a Vollevon, Audrey? Oh, yes, I've had another Vollevon.
Yes. Can't you tell by my arms? Oh, isn't that lovely? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good of Margaret.
Good of Margaret, isn't it?
Oh, it is very good. She takes a good photograph, though. That's a nice one.
Yeah. Actually, there's two of those. She said she got, you know those things that you take double?
Yes.
But three of those came, so.
That's good of Joan.
She does. She takes a good photograph.
She does.
Yeah.
That's good, that.
The same.
Yes.
Yeah,
she always, you know, it's the colouring.
Yes. Mm. That's true.
Have you had a card off her yet?
Two.
Oh my God, and
Wait, hang on, you've missed one, I think.
Have I?
I don't know what it is, but. Where's my cake? The other cake. Oh, perhaps it's in the. I should have one of my cake, shouldn't I?
Mmm!
Oh, I'm going to say. I
want it a good cake?
Eh?
Wasn't it a good cake?
You know, if I was saying to Lindsay, you know, if I, because I always laugh on photos.
Yes.
And I try to be serious on some, and I look miserable.
Yeah.
I look dead miserable.
Not a good one, that of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, isn't that good?
Yes. Oh. I thought I might take another one, because she said the nose isn't quite as it, you know.
Yeah.
But she wanted, it's taken sort of at an angle.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I think it's really good, that.
Yeah.
That's just
a cock-eyed one. Yeah, but they're not bad.
Oh, they're very good.
I wish Ken Smith takes some.
Well, it is.
Because he takes. And his camera, you know, they're such good.
Camera.
They're just good colours.
Yes,
and
I know.
Those things are a bit pale.
Yeah.
His are always true colours. You can tell what you're wearing.
Yes.
If it's the right colour, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not bad.
They're very. Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
What time are we leaving?
I've
only got to get changed and put some makeup on.
Yeah.
Are these the cards off for Iris?
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. I've just tidied up today. Oh, yes. One from Honolulu. Well, no. One. I thought I'd have one from Beverly Hills Hotel, actually. That's from New Zealand. That's from Margaret and Jim. Oh, Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Hawaii, and they're just on the way to Pearl Harbor or something. That's the other one of New Zealand. New Zealand looks nice. Well, New Zealand looks like me. Country and...
Yes.
You know.
Turning a lovely brown. Oh, God.
But I thought I'd have one from the Beverly Hills Hotel, actually.
Hey, she wants to be careful if the Japs don't come to Pearl Harbor again.
Yes.
Everything's dear today.
Teeth, they might as well keep
absolutely.
Them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I had bad teeth, I'd be paying that to have dentures, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose there's a renewed or other teeth coming in with a bill like that, wouldn't
they? I don't know what was the bill. Oh, God. Well,
that. Just snapped off, and he said, I can do two things. I can either take it out or I can cap it.
Mm.
So I said, well, would that be? So he said, oh yeah. So he said, I can cap it, but it'll cost you about 90 odd pounds or whatever. I said, well, I've got decent teeth. I'd rather have it capped, you know. So when he'd done that, it was about 100 because he had to go quite a number of times to have it all sorted out. And he said, don't let me influence you, Mrs. Cryer. He said, but you know, these here, because I'd one missing there. And one which was had been that filled, and it was going to go anyway, so I would have had two spaces. And he said, you know, it's just a